We'll reopen it for a public comment.
Once again, Sam Soule, Gold Hill, appreciate you reopening the meeting for public comment. Again, to express my disappointment that we don't have a public comment in the beginning of the meeting. Also, would like to also express my disappointment with Mr. Denny Dodson and his decision to prevent the Ferrari Hill Climb from coming back. Since 1964, they've been climbing the truck route, and the existence of those late 60s Ferraris is the reason that I am a car nut. I think his reasoning for that was that public safety is a concern, and yet many of the events that he promotes promote public intoxication with the bar crawls. With that, I'd like to read into the record a letter that I wrote to the Comstock Chronicle. Commissioner McBride took to the front page of the Chronicle last week accusing me of spreading misinformation and lies. I went to the bucket to ask him about his accusations, and an energetic conversation ensued. During our conversation, Commissioner McBride shared his opinion on my writing. However, he would not tell me specifically what he read in the storyteller that was a lie. I suspect he was referring to an article I wrote about the record $1.6 billion in taxable sales for fiscal year 2016-2017. According to the Nevada Department of Taxation, Story County sales tax revenues actually fell in fiscal year 2016-2017 when compared with 2015-2016, despite this record increase. Unless the data provided inside the audited annual reports from the Department of Taxation are in error, this is an indisputable fact. I wrote another article illustrating how the county's tentative budget for fiscal year 2018-2019 obtained from the Story County website had a nearly $2 million shortfall. I identified the numbers that were from the tentative budget and promised a follow-up article based upon today's meeting, in which the final budget was released. As the facts illustrate on both articles, C Street is not awash in TRIC cash, as we've been led to believe. The tentative budget shows projected revenues are expected to be below 2014 levels, while expenses are projected to be up 32% over the same period. If Commissioner McBride wants to take umbrage with my opinions, I encourage him to do so. If he calls me a liar on the front page of the Chronicle and on the record, he better back it up with facts. I recently wrote an article about Scott Jolkover that was inaccurate. Upon learning of my mistake, I immediately wrote a correction, issued an apology to Mr. Jolkover in person, in writing, and on the record at the commissioner meeting. If Mr. McBride thinks what I wrote was inaccurate, I ask that he show me exactly where the numbers and the inaccuracies were, and I'll issue a similar retraction and an apology. I ask that Mr. McBride provide me the same courtesy and prove I was wrong or issue an apology here and on the record at the next commissioner meeting. Thank you. I'm going to give this to Ms. Stevens.
Thank you. Additional public comment?
Nicole Bard, excuse me, Story County resident. I would like this entered into the record, please. In the May 1st commission meeting, Commissioner Marshall McBride said the following, and I'm quoting from Pat Whitten's summary. Marshall, quote, encourages any and all residents or others who have any questions or concerns about county government to please contact the commissioners, the county manager, or the county comptroller. Phone numbers are available by contacting the county manager's office at 775-847-0968 or visiting online. Recently, a lot of misinformation is circulating and being published. Please do not accept what is heard online as gospel. He mentioned a couple of bloggers and a so-called journalist and gave no specifics. The following Thursday, his charges of lying about numbers published appeared in the Chronicle, again with no specifics. I would like to know from Commissioner McBride exactly what I wrote that was a lie. Here's the definition of a lie: a false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive, an intentional untruth, a falsehood. I publish reports of public meetings, which I attend, on bardblog.com. I have been doing this for going on to 4 years. I provide a summary of what goes on. I provide an opinion of some of the items, which is noted as side note, so as to separate my opinion from the facts of the meeting. I provide links to source documents so that my readers can see the actual data that I am basing my comments or opinions on. It's all public record. I also provide a link to the actual audio-visual recording of the meeting so that readers may see the proceedings if they wish. Even the county does not provide the public a link to the audio and visual of the meetings. Whatever numbers I report are those provided in the agenda packets or reported in the course of the meeting. Commissioner McBride can disagree with my opinion or my interpretation of the numbers, but I am entitled to an opinion that differs from his. However, the numbers are the numbers, and they are his numbers. And if they are lies, then he needs to look internally for that problem. I await his specific examples of my lies so that I can correct them, or an apology for calling me a liar if there are no specific lies that he can point to. Thank you, Nicole Barr.
Thank you. Additional public comment?
I do. The reason why I stepped out was my phone alerted me that it was Channel 2 News. I think the USGS is reporting sometime earlier this afternoon that they thought was going to be a small earthquake centered in Story County. Wound up being an explosion. Sheriff's been helping me for the last few minutes, and it simply appears that it was, you know, one of our blasting companies operating under existing permits out in the industrial park. So we'll get confirmations. I'll correct Channel 2 and give them some accurate information. But if anybody hears of an explosion, it was in the plan.
Hold over
to
kill away.
Yeah.
Any public comment? Meeting's adjourned.